the stalks there and then the swamps, so shivit, faded away. Right, the standard book says, that Taro's daughter went down to wash herself by the yor. Omer Rav Yechanan, Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi, Melamed comes to teach us, she yorda lirchatz miglula yavia. She went down to wash herself off from the avodah zarah of her father. Like she was a little bit good. The chain where the pasuk says, "Imrochas Hashem etsoyas b'nai Sion." Hashem will wash off the dirt of b'nai Sion. Means to wash away the avodah zarah. Then Aroisir holchas imo. She had all her maids going with her. Amr Rav Yechanan, Ein alicha zu al lashon misa. This lashon of an Aroisir holchas means they were all killed out here. The chain where the pasuk says, "Hinei anoichi holich lamas." They're going to be killed. What does that mean? Like we'll soon see. Va'teira esa teva. That the Bas Paro now saw this teva that Moshe was in b'teich asuf, in the middle of the tzuf. Is it what it means? The yar kivon the chaz of the kavoy latzlu la Moshe. When all the maids saw the way this Bas Paro wanted to go save Moshe, omulah givratenu. They told all the maids told this Bas Paro min hogu shalaylam. How is the normal manner of this world? Melech bas of Adam goes the gzera in kol olam kule in the kind of Moshe. Like to say, if a king makes a gzera, if the whole world doesn't keep it, the kids are not going to keep it. Like, how could it be that you're not going to listen? In other words, everybody's listening to your father. Everybody's killing out all the Jewish boys. And here you want to go and save a Jewish boy. So the maids wanted to stop Bas Paro from saving Moshe. All right, turn over. Yeah. So therefore it says, is Bo Gavriel came to Chovton Bekarka. He threw them all down. So then, Mashi threw them down and he killed them. So that's the postage. That's what it means. They all went to be killed, that Gavriel killed out all her maids. Then it says, Vatishlech Esamosa. But one maid did stretch out a hand. Vatikicher, and she took this table of Moshe. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemia, Chadoma Yoda. Some said it was her own hand. The Chadoma Shifchasa. It wasn't Bas Paro's hand, but it was a maid's. So it says, Man Diyama Yoda, Divsiv Amos. It says the Amosa. Mashmahe hand. Man Diyama Shifchasa, Midloiksiv Yoda. It doesn't say the word Yoda, it means a maid's hand. So Mura says, though, Man Diyama Shifchasa, Ah, Yo'amrit Bo Gavriel Bechavta Mekaka. You just said Gavriel came and killed them all out. So where was there a Shifcha left? So the Marin said, the Shaya Lachoda, that Gavriel left over one maid for her. The Lavurcha, the Bas Malkut, not nice for the daughter of a king, Lemekam the Chuda to go by herself. So therefore he left over this one maid, the Mestam, this one maid was saved, she didn't say anymore not to save Moshe. Well, the man, the Yoda, the one that says it was a hand, Lichtav Yoda, why doesn't it say directly her hand? She stretched out her hand. It was like a nest that her hand became a long hand. Her hand, not that she really stretched it out, I mean the hand became very long. This is the same way you find by the hand of Bas Paroi. That he made the teeth grow very, very long. That's the lashon of a nest that Hashem made it grow long. Rashi, the Yod Melech Aboshim, Sef the Brachis, Vetchilas Perak Haroyim. So his teeth became very, very long. Then the pasuk says, Vatiro es Ayele, they saw the child. For the Gemara, Vatero mi boile, should have said Vatero. On Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Sherosa Shchini Mai. The advice is, Bas Paro was able to see that the Shchina is there with the Paro. With Moshe. That's Vatero Yuhu. She saw them, she saw the Shchina there also. Then the pasuk says, Vinei Na Bocha. That the child was crying. Chura korale yelit. First it calls it a yelit. It says, Vateres a yelit. The korale nar. Then it says a nar. A yelit is not a nar. And the martana had the yelit. Really he was a yelit, a small kid. But the korale kinar, his voice was like an older voice already. Naz Rashi Godomashim. His voice was like an older person. So Mara says, Divri of Yud, that's of Yud's pshat. Omar Lord of Nechemia said back to Yehuda, him came, if that's the chat over here, Asisai Lemoshe Rabbeinu Balmum, you're making Moshe like a Balmum, you're saying his body was like a little baby, and his voice was like an older person, that's a Balmum, Elo, that's not pshat. The pshat is malamed. Shosu solel imay chupa nurim. That Yecheved put in this teva a chupa for young child. Beteva. Omer, she said, shemala yeskel chupasai. Maybe I won't be zoicha to be by the chupa of my son. So that's what was there. Kolanar means that there was the chupa of the urim was there. Then vatoyme miyal the urim zeh. That the Bas Parah says this must be a Jewish child. We know Yod. How did she know? On Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, she saw that Moshe was gemalt. So that's how she knew he was a Jewish boy. Zeh. What does the pasuk say? Zeh. On Rabbi Yochanan Malamed, she nisnavno shloimi daita. That she said a nevuah and she didn't know what she was saying. Zen Neufel, he'll be the last one. He was thrown in the yor. V'yeinach Neufel, and no other child will be thrown into the yor. Why? Final the Yom Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says, my disciple was a pasuk say, v'chiyom ro'aleichem, dirshur al-oivres v'l'idoinim, ha-metzatzifim v'yamhigim, tzayfim v'yeni yoydim ha-tzayfim. They look and they don't know what they see. Mahagim v'yeni yoydim ha-mahagim. They think and they don't know what they think about. It means like this, ro'o, they saw, sh'omashi and sh'ayisro b'mayim ha-loikim. That they saw what? That the helper of Klai Yisrael will be hit in, by water. And therefore, Amdu, that's what Parah made the Gzerah, the Gozu Kola Ben Eilod Hayor Tashdechu. That was the Gzerah that any child that was born should be thrown in the Ya'or. Kiva and the Shad Yilam Moshe, as soon as Moshe was thrown into the Ya'or, is now Amru, now the astrologer said, Sulay Chazima, we don't see anything anymore, bed will come out. Kihu Simna Botul, that simon that we saw now went away. Therefore, Botlu Gzeres Sayu, they took away the Gzeres. That what? After Moshe was thrown into the river, nobody else had to be thrown into the river. They many Yodim, but they made a mistake. That's what they thought, that the Moshiach Shal Yisrael will be hit by the Maya means now, they did not know, Shamem Rivu Leika. It really goes on the Maya later, that Moshe got his punishment because of the Chet by the Maim Rivu. Instead of talking to the stone, he hit the stone. Ta'ainu di yom rabbi chom rabbi chanina. My basil was the person to say, Heima meim riva sherovu. That's the waters that they argued on. Heima sherovu stagnile paro. This was the waters really that the astigma, the astrologers of Paro saw. They told when they made a mistake. They thought it means to say the Moshe will be killed in the water. That's why they threw them into the yor. Really it wasn't that way. Ta'ainu di kama Moshe, the Moshe said, Sheish meyosh elef ragli. Amalei Moshe Yisrael. Bishvili nitzaltem kuchem. Because of me, you're all saved. Rasha shebitlu mitzrayim estzeyrosam. Because of me, they stopped the gzeres. As soon as he was thrown into the yam, they stopped the gzeres, everybody else was saved. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar. Oysi ayoyim that day, Esrim v'yechad v'nitzin. It was the 21st day of Nitzin. Hoya. Ormu malchi ha-shosat ha-kodesh bochu. The Melachim said to Hashem, Riboy Yishol Olam, Mi Shosad Loim Ashir Al Ayom, B'yoyim Zeh, Yilka B'yoyim Zeh, Heis Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kriyas Yamsuf is going to be on the 21st day of Nisan, they're going to say, Oz Yashir, they can make a Gzeira now upon Moshe, now he shouldn't be saved in the Yor, can't be? Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, Oysa Yoyim Shisha B'Sivin Hayu. No, this day that they saved Moshe, it was the sixth day of Sivin. Is Omru Malchus Shosaf Nekodesh Baruch Rabbeinu Shalom. Mi Shosaf the Kabbal Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. That's going to be Mekabbal the Torah Mehasim Rabbi Yom Zeh and Vod Besivin. Yuka Rabbi Yom Zeh. Is it possible that this day he should have his Mapol, he should have each, he shouldn't be saved? So because there he was saved. He must have been some modern like, if he would have been killed, this wouldn't have happened. But by story is that as Nachmas the Asidis, it was a school of today that this day he should be saved. So it says, if it was the sixth day he was born like, it was not the sixth day he was born, but that's when he was saved. It comes out he was born 3 months before. It's very good. He was born on Shiva B'Yadr. That's 3 months before Shisha B'Sivin. Shiva B'Yadr Neil of Moshe. Six 3 months is very good. It was the 21st day of Nisan. How could it be? If he was born on Zayin Adar, how could it be 3 months later, the 21st day of Nisan?
Tzmarin says, Oysa Shana Mabarasoy Hoysa. Last year was an extra month. There was two Adas. So it was like this. Rubam Shorishan, he was Taka born on Zion Adarishan. So you arrived from there on the Nibiyor, I says his birthday, Moshe's birthday, is on Adarishan. He was born on Adarishan. And that's Roiba that month. Then Beruba, and then you have the second month. You have the whole Adesheni, and Beruba and Shalachron. And again, this was the 21st day of Nisan, most of the third month. The Emsoi Sholem, and the whole second Adar they had. That's what it means. She was pregnant already for 3 months. Doesn't mean a complete 3 months. It means 3 months. So now the daughter sent to Paro. Ha'elech, the Karos L'Chaisha. Should I go and call her? The daughter, his sister, and Miriam now spoke to Bas Faran, says, I go and call a Jewish nurse. Menekes min Ivrius, that he should nurse from a Jew. Or Maishnam Ivrius, how come only from a Jewish? How come she was masking? Malam, it comes to Isha, Shech Ziru, the Maisha, call her Mitzrius. What the Bas Faran did, she let Maisha try and nurse from all different Mitzrius, from all different shiksas there. Kulan, but for Loy Yonak, Maisha did not nurse. Oma, Moshe's mouth that's going to talk with the Shechina, Yonik Dabba Tomei is a past Lisha nurse from a Dabba Tomei, therefore he didn't nurse from the Mitzrayim, until finally they brought his own mother. Finally, they'll see that's what the Pasuk says, Es mi yaredeya, le mi yaredeya, who they going to teach deya, le mi yavish, who's going to understand things, le gmol le mecholav le tike mishadayim, fataymul ye, that the one will be nursed from his own mother. Fataymul le bas paro lechis, the bas paro said go, she went right away to Kilma. She went very fast. Like a young girl, she went to find the mother. He held back her words. She said in the book, she didn't know what she was saying. You take him, and I'll give you reward. Pay for it. Not only did Miriam, did Yecheved get back her son, but now they even paid Yecheved for nursing Moshe. Why is she going to call the brother of Aaron, not the brother of Moshe? That even before Moshe Rabbeinu was born, when she was only the sister of Aaron, she used to have a nevuah and say, "Yemeres, I see the imai shetela ben shemashiach Yisrael." That my mother is going to give birth to a son yet that will protect and save the whole Klal Yisrael. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, we'll stop here.